The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Nationwide Arena in Columbus, the Sharks look to continue to be streak breakers as they face the Columbus Blue Jackets, winners of their last five contests and one of the hotter teams in the NHL. This scenario was similar to the one the Sharks faced just a couple of nights ago in Detroit when they played a Red Wings team that had recorded seven consecutive wins, but yet they won by the score of 6-3. Of course, when you score six goals in a game, there's a lot of offense to be happy about. But it all started with great defense, and tonight's goaltender, Alexander Georgiev, came up big in that Red Wings game early.
Another shot to the goal from the right wing side. Stick save made there by Georgiev. Rebound to Brinkett, goes to Kane, goes to the backhand chance. Stick save, rebound. Another great stop. This one off Kopp. Another save made there by Georgiev. And it's still 1-0.
Playing in front of Georgiev well defensively, the Sharks also put together a shorthanded score. And Mr. Shorthanded himself, Nico Sturm, was the man who pumped it in.
Rebound picked up, and Eklund races out to center. One against two. Picks it up, feeds it on the left. It's a breakaway for Sturm. He's in. He digs. He shoots. He scores! Nico Sturm scores for the San Jose Sharks. First period shorthanded goal for Nico Sturm with 2 seconds left on the penalty against Ferraro, and it's 2-0 Sharks.
But that play was set up by William Eklund. And Eklund, who had an outstanding contest with a goal and two assists, was having a good time when he described after the game exactly what that play on the shorthanded score was like.
Yeah, you know, maybe I was cheating a little bit there in the PK when I saw the chance and, you know, got out of the zone. And when I saw Sturmey coming on the other side and they got three guys on me, I just tried to, you know, make a back and play to him, and he did a hell of a job with the breakaway.
Most importantly, the Red Wings' power play, which had been converting at 50% in the last seven consecutive games, was held to an 0-for-2 total with the Sharks' shorthanded goal 4. Eklund says that that's going to be important again, as the Blue Jackets are one of the best power plays in the game as well.
Yeah, you know, it's a big factor in the game. You know, you need that. You need to have a good PK to be a good team in this league. And, you know, it's a huge honor to be on there, and I'm just trying to do the best I can every night.
As challenging as the game against the Red Wings was, tonight's game against the Blue Jackets might be even more challenging. Columbus plays a very tough game inside. Zach Werenski is one of the best players in the game right now, and everything seems to be coming together for the Dean Evason-coached Blue Jackets. Coach Ryan Warsofsky talked about it.
They're a really good team, and I know they're people are surprised, but when you look up and down their roster, you know what they've gone through with the tragedy with the Gaudreau brothers and the rally they've probably rallied around that, and the support system they've had from all the things that have gone with that, and they've got some guys step up and play at an extremely high level. Like you said, the Werenskis, their young players have developed, the Kent Johnsons, the Sillingers, they have some young guys come up from Cleveland and played a good role for them. So they have good depth on their team. They're a hard team to play against. They're physical, well coached. You watch them on film and you see why they have success. Is they play the right way. They play 200-foot games. So for me, this is probably going to be a tougher game than it was in Detroit, and we got to be ready for it.
Defenseman Marc-Edouard Vlasic will skate in his 1,300th National Hockey League game tonight. Among players that played defense and have only played for one NHL franchise, that's second all-time to the legendary Nicklas Lidström, who skated in 1,564 games with the Detroit Red Wings between 1991 and 2012. Ray Bourque played more games for the Boston Bruins, 1,518 to his credit. But don't forget, he moved on to the Colorado Avalanche before his career ended. And so Vlasic is in rarefied air when it comes to his accomplishment. As for games played with the Sharks, 1,300 is second only to Patrick Marleau, who's played in more games than anybody in NHL history. At 37, Vlasic continues to love the game. And Coach Ryan Warsofsky, who's essentially the same age, really appreciates what Vlasic brings to the rink day after day.
He is an awesome human being, first and foremost. You know, he's been through a lot in his career. He's seen a lot, won a lot. His game is now towards the back end of his career, and he's adjusted his game. And you know, coming in, didn't know him, you know, a couple years ago. And what I think is remarkable is how coachable he is. We're obviously similar in age. He's extremely coachable. Takes hard coaching. And you know, he had the injury in training camp. And what I like the most is not only did he work on his conditioning, but he worked on his game to get better. And for a 37-year-old to do that, you don't see that very often. They just try to get in shape and get ready to play. But he worked on a lot of aspects of his game, closing his stick. Obviously, he's been one of the better sticks in the National Hockey League in this last decade. And he worked on that. He worked on his hands and breaking out pucks. And now we're seeing that in his game. I think is in a lot better of a spot than it was last year. He's improved. And he's a calming influence for our back end, and he's done a really good job coming in and helping us in that regard. So happy for him to hit 1,300, but again, not surprised, just because of the type of person and the type of pro he is.
The Teal Report will continue from Columbus right after this message on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? Fin cycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks are in 8th place in the Pacific Division and in 15th place in the Western Conference with 34 points on the year, including 14 victories. That puts them 15 points out of the last playoff spot in the Western Conference. However, in the Eastern Conference, Columbus find themselves in the second wild card position with 48 points and a 21-17-6 record that includes 5 straight wins. Blue Jackets coach Dean Evason, a Sharks alumnus, talked about avoiding complacency in this game, and he doesn't sound too worried about it.
We've talked about it a lot. It doesn't matter who, when, or where we play. We play the same way. We found some consistency, you know, as of late, but it has to continue. Obviously, this league is way too good. Obviously, it's the best league in the world. Every team is good. Every team can be great on any given night. So we've got to worry about how we play in order to give ourselves a chance.
As everyone knows in the hockey world, Columbus has endured tragedy, injuries, and all kinds of challenges this season. And in spite of that, they keep chugging along. The latest was an injury to Sean Monahan, their top center. He's going to be out again tonight with a wrist injury. But Evason says his centers have adapted well.
Yeah, I mean, we've flipped around a little bit, you know, with the center Iceman, and obviously with Monty out, you know, we've had to juggle a little bit. But, you know, we've talked about depth within the organization, and certainly depth up the middle is key. We're comfortable with playing other people with, you know, different situations. And the guys have committed to that. It's one thing for coaches to juggle around, but it's, you know, if you don't commit to it and you're not positive about it as a player, you might not have success. So our group has done a good job of being positive, whatever role they've been asked to play.
Join Jason Demers and me for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage starting at 3:30 Pacific time. You can find us with the Sharks and the Blue Jackets on the air just in time for your drive home if you happen to be in the Pacific time zone. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and then pump us into your car radio by using Bluetooth technology. It's really easy. You can also find us on the Sharks Audio Network online at sjsharks.com/listen or on terrestrial radio stations in Northern California near you. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.